we can come back. Member King?
Here.
Member Whalen? Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, this virtual meeting is held pursuant to AB 361. Meeting will be virtual because meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. The public may only view the meeting in Goleta on Goleta Channel 19 and or online at the city's website and not in the council chamber. To that end, city council met in the chamber. When will we be meeting in the chamber?
To be determined. We're working out a few details. The DRB format is a little different. So in terms of being able to do this in a hybrid, but we will let you know as soon as we get word on when that is possible.
Very good. Very good. Okay. At this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item. Linda, do you see any hands raised for anything of that nature?
Would any person who wishes to speak on an item not on today's agenda, please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch, at this time.
All right, then we'll start with our administrative agenda and the review of the agenda. Will someone make a motion to review and approve the minutes? All right, motion made by Kara. Karis, can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jim. Any discussion? Seeing none, let's take a roll call on the minutes.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGaysis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Oh, abstain. I believe I was absent.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. Excellent. That will take us, administrative review of agenda. Sorry, I forgot you, Mary.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Branch. Good afternoon, members. No changes on your agenda today. We do have a lot of items, and I want to make note that all except for two of the items have been before DRB and either being continued or coming back for final. So just want to make note of that.
Very good. All right, with that, let's get into it. Item B1, Linda.
Item B1 is conceptual preliminary final review. It's the CZ Furniture Solutions signage located at 5968 Hollister Avenue, APN 071-051-027, case number 21-0022 DRB.
Very good. Let's get declarations for visiting the site and or speaking with anybody there. Jim?
Yes, I've been there. I visited it.
And you didn't chat with the owner or the applicant?
No, nothing.
Okay. All right, Craig?
No virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Very good. Martha?
Site visit for the last review, no site visit subsequent, and no ex parte.
Excellent. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
And I had virtual site visit and no ex parte. Travis, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. Let me share my screen.
And is the applicant here?
I Can people see the plans or can they see my staff report?
Yep, I can see your plans.
Okay. All right. Moment. Good afternoon, Chair Branch and members of the board. My name is Travis Lee and I'm the planner for this project. This item for CZ Furniture Solution signage was before the DRB on February 22nd and was continued with the following comments. The applicant was directed to redesign the proposed sign to increase cohesion, reduce its size, and reduce the amount of blank space. The applicant has resubmitted new plans to address DRB's comments, and I will turn over to the applicant for further for them to go over.
Okay.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Yep.
Hey, how are we doing?
Good.
All righty. Sec, open this up. All righty, so I reviewed the notes from February 22nd. This is just a half inch MDO sign. It was 4 feet by 8 feet, but I reduced the size a bit. Let's see. So I cleared up some of the white space, moved around furniture solutions, and then moved up the tagline as well. I also added a border in there to match the sign so it all is a little bit more cohesive. I saw in the notes that you had mentioned separating the C and the Z that are in regards to that being separated. That is her logo. Can't really separate that. I understand that it's not the most visually appealing logo in my professional opinion, but that's her logo and not really sure what else to do with that. Let's see. So you said the colors were okay. I did reduce the size. What did we think of this redesign?
Well, we'll find out.
Okay,
great. Thanks.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Yep. The changes are apparent. So let's go through questions and or comments. Let's see, Dennis?
No questions or comments, Chair Branch.
Great. Jonathan?
No questions or comments, Chair.
Okay, Karis?
No questions or comments.
Jim?
I have just one question. There is a sign that's already been installed on the side of this building. As you look at the building, it will be on the right-hand side. And I'm wondering, does this sign match that sign or does that sign match this sign?
So if I'm looking at the building on the right-hand side?
Yeah, it's on the right-hand side of the building, which would be the eastern, I guess the eastern side of the building. It's already up there and
that's old signage.
It's gonna come down.
Yeah, it's gonna come down when this is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's no more questions.
Okay, Craig?
No questions or comments.
Martha?
Questions, no comments.
Yeah, me either. You've responded to our comments, so that's fine. Someone wanna take a stab at a motion on it?
We take a motion to approve the signs as submitted.
Wait, 1 second. Does anybody from the public want to comment on this?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch, there's no one at this time.
Okay, go ahead, Karis.
I make a motion to approve with the staff report. And thank you to Galita Signs for adapting to our comments.
Welcome. Excellent. Can I get a second?
I second.
It looks like Jonathan has a second there, so that's great. Let's take a roll call.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye. Motion passes. Very good. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. You're welcome.
So the second.
Okay. That'll take us to item B2.
Item B2 is conceptual preliminary final review. It's the SV Motorsports signage located at 6466 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-070-035, case number 21-0026-DRB and 21-0051-ZC.
Has everybody visited the site? Craig? Sorry, you're muted, pal.
Sorry, no new site visit. I've been there many times, no ex parte.
Very good. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Martha?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
And my site was virtual and no ex parte. Travis, welcome back. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch. Good afternoon, everyone, again. The project was reviewed by the Design Review Board at the March 8th, 2022 meeting, where DRB requested the applicant to widen the white border around the pole sign, relocate the proposed sign on Hollister either left justified or under the address numbers, fill in the letters and the logo with white paint on the proposed sign on Hollister, and reduce the parking lot sign to conform with the square footage allotment under Title 17. The applicant has resubmitted revised plans to address DRB's comments. I will turn it over to the applicant for them to present. Thank you.
Hello again. Oh, hello.
Hey, yep, go ahead.
Oh, cool. All righty. So we ended up moving the front sign, the individual letters on the left-hand side of the building underneath the address. And we that ended up shrinking down in size, so that put us in the required square footage. Then we also added the border on the monument sign. I believe it was a 3-inch white border. And there's 3 inches of white border showing, as well as a 2-inch lip on that monument sign.
Okay.
So there's about a 5-inch border around it.
Okay.
And then the parking lot sign that ended up not being reduced because the individual letters sign reduce the overall square footage enough.
Okay.
And then the only other thing that changed was the logo on the individual letters on the wall. We have a red backer with the individual letters on top of the red instead of having the red letters subtracted from it. Having the white letters subtracted on it, so there's not the wall color behind it. It is actual white letters on top, so it'll stand out much more.
Gotcha. Cool. All right. Let's go again. Questions and comments. Jonathan?
No questions, and looks like our concerns were met.
Very good. Craig?
Yeah, it's similar to the previous applicant. Looks good.
Good. Jim?
No questions, no comments.
Karis?
No questions, no comments.
Okay. Martha?
Questions and no comments.
Very good. Dennis?
No questions nor comments.
Very good. Nora, same with me. They responded to our comments quite nicely. So someone can make, oh wait, any public comment?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch, there's no one at this time.
Okay, someone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted with the findings from staff.
Very good. And a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jim, perfect. Can we get a roll call?
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGaysis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger? Chair Branch?
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Appreciate everyone's time. Have a good rest of your week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to item B3, I believe.
B3 is conceptual preliminary final review. It's Balboa's second story addition located at 274 Daytona Drive, APN 079-421-015, case number 21-0017 LUP.
And site visits, Jim?
No site visit and no ex parte.
Very good. Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Martha?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
And Jonathan?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Did I get everybody? I had virtual site visit and no ex parte. So with that, Brian, you're up.
All right, thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So the board last saw this project on January 25th this year, and they had some, during conceptual review, had some comments related to the items listed here on the staff report. Incidentally, the full minutes are attached to the staff report if you wanted to reference them, but the following issue areas were discussed, and the applicant has attempted to address those. They are providing a little bit more detail and continuity of design and materials. The privacy issue was discussed and has been addressed. Additional photos you'll see on the plans, studying the nook window and the egress windows, the discussion of the palm trees and dark sky compliant exterior lighting, and the possibility of incorporating solar photovoltaic, possibly solar shingles into the project somehow. I did not receive any additional public comment prior to this meeting, but as you'll recall, prior to the January 25th meeting, I received some anonymous public comment related to noise, the second story in general, and the maximum floor area. But again, no new comments were received prior to this meeting. So with that, I can switch over to the plans, and the applicant, Carlos Grano, should be on the phone. Carlos, are you there?
I'm on, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Excellent, okay, I know you have a full agenda today, Brian Highfield let me know that, so I'll try and be as succinct as possible. 274 Daytona Drive. Brian, can you go to the specification sheets on AO.3 to start off with? So we can just, there's some visual images there that will help later on as we look through the sections. We don't have to read every note. So just real briefly, you'll see that on the upper left-hand corner is our presidential shake that's matching the existing color and style. To the right of that, we have a roof vent, which provides 96 NFA. It's a low profile vent, and you'll see that in roof plan. As to our calculations and everything like that. So it's a nice slim profile there, meets our calculations there. And the rest of this here is spec sheets for the Diamond Deck underlayment, roofing underlayment, and also the Winter Guard, which will be part of the deck parapet assembly there. I worked with Chuck Hunt and Kyle with Wix Roofing as consultants on this to dial in the roof to wall transitions there. And then on the very bottom, when we get to it in section detail, I had Mike Rotopel as a consultant at Surface Effects work with me on the Tuflex deck coating there on the exterior. Move on to the AO.4, please. This is basically the system for the exterior, the DuPont Tyvek home wrap, and then the flex wrap for around the windows and doors, and then just some basic section spec sheets from the Milgard types and windows that we're doing, and doors and windows. Next sheet, please. This is just the split system that we're going to be using, the Dacon system there. On the site plan, you'll see where we've located it. Maybe you can go to that next, Brian. That's just our bleed of water stuff. Next. Title 24, it's in progress. It's not registered yet. And then go to our site plan. So the site plan, again, there's the bleed of muni code. Not to exceed 6 dBA, dBA we don't on that condenser unit for that split system. Now, one of the plancha comments or the DRB comments here was regarding the palm trees. You can see on the visibility triangle there, we did contact Public Works, as I believe one of the comments was to see if we could keep those, which the owner was very much wanting to do, but Brian helped us with that, but basically they said no. So I've put a note there that basically says to relocate those green palms that are in that visibility triangle. And you can see the note just up above there too, at the very next to the, actually next to the addition there, there's a note saying existing 10 foot high relocated green palms, owner to field verify location. I think they're kind of nice there. It's part of the entry sequence now. It's also gonna be right below the window there at the north, at our north elevation. So I think that's, if it's gonna land anywhere, it's a nice location there. Okay, let's go on to the next sheet there. Just briefly, removal plan, same as before, we can continue on. Floor plan, no change. We just added our wall type legend per structural. We did have our engineer, Twee Greer. She worked with us on this. And we also did, as I mentioned, our Title 24, so the wall types reflect that. Move on to the next plan, please. Second floor plan, same issue there. We just fine-tuned our wall types a little bit more. We got a thinner wall upstairs. We gained just a few more inches. I did send Brian an additional floor plan with the dimensions on it. I forgot to turn the dimension layer on, so he has that, but I sent it in after the submittal date. So he said he would talk to you guys if you wanted to see it, but it is available if you want to see that. We can go on to the next sheet there.
Real quick, Chair and Board, if you wanted to see those plans, now I have them up, but didn't want to assume that you were okay seeing an alternative sheet.
If we need, if you, as long as you have it, if we need to reference dimensions, we can cross that bridge when we get to it.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
Okay, next sheet. Thanks, Brian. Fixture outlet plan, you can move on to the next one. This is one of the plan check comments here. This is reflected ceiling plan for both floors. Anita, the client, the owner, chose this fixture. It's the same as before, except with the honey art glass as shown there. So it diffused the light there. So the specifications will stay on the plans there. Go on to the next sheet. Okay, roof plan. Here is our vent. Here's our roof to vent. So we have low high venting, you know, happening in the attic. We have our roof vents, as I showed you before. Then we have our little blocking detail with the calculations and all that for our attic happening. And you can see the locations there on the addition part. And also on the lower end, when you see an elevation, the south gable vent gets, you know, basically removed. So we're adding one of these low profile vents that I've shown that has the proper NFA to it. The other thing I wanted to highlight on this roof plan is I did not show the rain gutters in elevation, but I've shown them here. So basically there's a note there on the right hand side, the 4-inch galvanized rain gutters, the OGK style, and you can see the rain gutters kind of outlined along the roof edges there.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to highlight too was we worked with Twee Greer. She's our record. She's our structural engineer of record. One of the comments was regarding these outriggers over the deck. And so we had a few options, and you can see a little note that I put there. And this will also show up in elevation and eventually on the roof framing plans. We had a few options, but the one that I really liked the best, or the one that I really wanted, was there's a note there, and I've kind of used the witness lines. There are 3 3x6 cantilevered outriggers at 2 foot on center. So basically 2.5 by 5.5 is the outrigger there that are cantilevered out over that 4'6" overhang over the deck. What's nice about it is that they align with our vertical battens that act as trim on our slider door that is over the that is at the deck. And so you'll see that in elevation. I've highlighted it there too.
Okay,
you can move on to the next elevation. That's just the, or I'm sorry, those are just the existing elevations. Move on to the new ones. Okay, so the west and east elevations, exterior material schedules, basically all new materials and colors are to match existing. I know one of the comments before was about that red brick, and that was one of the other plans that I sent to Brian, and I did shut off the layer on the other sheet, so there is that plan that I sent in after the fact. But no, we are not painting the brick red. That's just what I just forgot to turn off the layer. But if you look at the west elevation, just real briefly, if you zoom in, you can see where the those outriggers will essentially align to there at above that slider door. I've shown them highlighted again. I can either note them, or they're going to show up in plan or in our structural plans. I worked with Bella Vista, the mill guard shop there in Iglita by the old Pat's Grass Shack. And I worked with Aaron and Cindy, and we enlarged the that small window that was a comment before to a double hung window there. So basically we doubled the size at that study note there. That was one of the comments from previously. I think that's it for this elevation. Oh, and then on the east elevation, one of the comments was before, we had shown plaster along that face. We've wrapped that whole thing to match the existing siding. We have our little trim detail on that area also. So that was a comment that we addressed. You can also see the ridge venting kind of shown in very lightly at those roofs, so you get an idea of the placement of it. Okay, let's move on to the next elevations here. These are the north and south. So one of the other comments was the battens, that these existing battens that were on the existing building there. So I basically, on the north elevation, remove those battens. This whole wall is going to have to get stripped for shear wall. And so this, you know, both the north and south for shear wall and for pad footings and things like that. So if you can imagine, just below this window here at the north elevation, that's where queen palms will be, to kind of mitigate that blank wall area there. And then on the south elevation, what do we have here? We remove those battens also. I think it cleans up the elevation nicely there. You know, there's a 6-foot fence that's behind, you know, that's in front of this, so nobody's going to miss those battens. They weren't anything for us anyways. And if you zoom in a little bit closer, I did want to highlight something that will come into play later on, I believe, when we discuss our south window, condition. I've dashed in the rise and run of the stairs and the landing and all that. So just make a note of that. And then also just make a mental note of this door, the existing side door below the window. It's going to come into play later on as a reference point for the south neighbor there. Okay. Okay, I think that's it for that. So I think it cleans up the elevations nicely by removing those battens there. Let's go on to the next, and basically the same thing with our exterior material schedules when we're matching. The one thing I didn't mention was I have 3 sheets of sections. I'm not going to go through all of them, but the thing I wanted to highlight on this section is we got rid of the thickened extruded battens And then we're basically doing a trim that is right below the window frame. It's the same width as the battens, but it's a little bit not as thick, and it basically terminates into the belly band, into the to the drip cap there, so it doesn't pop out. It's not terminating into some weird abrupt change there. So that's what's happening in those sections there. You can go on to the next, just another section there. Keep going. Longitudinal section, I've enlarged the deck area here in the next sheets, but just basically showing you what's happening throughout this entire building here. Go on to the next. This is just a little outside corner batten, inside corner trim detail that I kind of just made a key of all the way around, just to show, you know, where we're having the extruded battens, where we're having the kind of the thin interior trim detailing. And basically what we're doing is we're matching the this detailing that is on the house. They're on the street elevation, there's the wood siding, and it these battens kind of sit proud about 7/8 of an inch or so, and then they have kind of these little trim details that kind of butt up to them. And that's basically what we're doing here, we're mimicking that. So I've keyed that to show the extruded battens on the north, or the west elevation, the street elevation, and on the south or the east elevation. And then on the north and south elevations where we have the belly band, we had kind of have a thinned out a trim detail there.
Okay,
next. Just window head sill details there with flashing details. Again, I worked with Aaron and Cindy on these flashing details and kind of dialed those in a little bit more, so we can go on to the next one. So on the bottom section there, the 3 8.4, again, I worked with Chuck Hunt and Kyle at Wicks Roofing, and I also worked with Mike Rotapel at Surface Effects to dial in the Tuflex polymer waterproofing system and the flashing details. And we did add, if you look at the very top, you may want to zoom in, Brian, if you can, just at the top of the, that detail, I'm sorry, the section detail down below. I want to zoom in on the, yes, there you go. Perfect, thank you. So basically, what we're showing here is obviously we have a wood guardrail top there that I want to stain to match the front door. I even called out, you know, the clear coat to match the front door, then countersink these wood screws with these contrasting hardwood plugs to kind of match the front door a little bit, just have a little fun with it. And then on this roof to wall transition, again, we have this WinterGuard HD waterproofing underlayment that will wrap over the top of this deck wall. It'll wrap over our transition L metal, and then it'll go on top of our diamond deck synthetic underlayment there at that roof to wall transition. And if you zoom in, you can really see it closer. But basically what I tried to do with the guardrail too, I aligned it with that extruded batten on the west elevation there, so it lines up nicely. I did the same thing on the perpendicular side. And then on the bottom, there is a Tuflex detailing per Mike Rotapel. We've got all the flashing details and specifications. Brian, can you scoot up to the very, maybe zoom out a little bit, please? And then there, yes, thank you. And then there is basically, we slope, we can have an 8 inch per foot slope that goes from south to north, and it daylights underneath our guardrail wall there over the belly band and over our drip cap, and it goes all over there. So those are all kinds of notes there, but basically that's what's happening there.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, maybe move on to the next. Okay, so we're almost done. We have three sheets of this. So the first thing I wanted to say is I did want to thank Jacqueline Sims. She is the neighbor to the south. She is at 280 Daytona, and I actually met with her one-on-one, she allowed me to go on her property to basically as-built this side of the house. And so that's what I've done. And so these images, I did not take Gabe Carvajal, the builder, and Anita, the property owner, took these first set of pictures, but maybe zoom out just a little bit, Brian, so you can see the very picture on the bottom. Yes. So basically what Gabe did, the builder, he stood at the location of where the window is going to be. So the first picture on the bottom is obviously towards Daytona. There's Anita in the distance. And then go to the next picture up there, the 2 and 3 up above you, yes. That little piece of roof you see in front, that's now gone. That was a shed that was, that's going to be removed, and that's now been gone. But the thing I wanted to highlight was the door that is on the garage at 280, the south neighbor. That, I guess, is an ADU. I'm not sure, but there's a mailbox there or something. But basically, that door aligns with that door that I mentioned earlier. And so, Brian, can you zoom out just for a second to show all the pictures? Because the immediate image, or the immediate view from that window is basically the roof of the garage of next door. The immediate view, once you come up the landing and turn left, that's what you see. Now, on the very top image picture, I think Gabe kind of walked forward a little bit, and you could see the corner edge of a slider that I'm not sure what room that is. I would imagine it's maybe a bedroom or something like that. But let's go on to the next diagram sheet, Brian, please. Doing a great job, Brian. And then I took these pictures here. And again, at the very bottom, I wanted to highlight the right-hand side, you see the side door of the garage. Then you see the immediate across the way, 280 Daytona, you see that garage door with a 3-foot overhang. Right. And I wanted to reference the vent that's at the very top, because that's basically at just under the landing of the stairs up above. So that water heater is going to go away, but that kind of gives you an indication of where we're at. Okay, zoom out a little bit. Then you can obviously see we're looking right onto the roof there. Now I took some more pictures. That is the inside corner of 280. And then I took a picture at the very top there of the outside corner of 274 looking onto Daytona or to 280. Okay, last sheet, we're almost done here. Thank you for your patience. Okay, so this is on Daytona, Jacqueline Sims' property. And the very first picture down below, I'm standing with my back towards that door that I highlighted, her ADU, I guess, garage door there. And I'm standing at the edge of the rain gutter. You can see the top of the eave overhang there. Then the second image, you can see that deep overhang, the rain gutter, and where I was standing. And then go up to the very last top picture there. And this is more or less not, I'm not the very, these two top pictures are basically, I'm not quite on the inside corner, but kind of moved out maybe to the center of the slider door of 280, looking onto basically what our addition would be there. So maybe zoom out a little bit, Brian. And there's that gable vent I was talking about that's going to get removed. I had to add the new ones there. And that's basically it. So quite a lot to digest, I know, and I did it as quickly as I could. Thank you for your patience. That's all I have. I hope there was enough here to go off of, and I appreciate your comments.
Great, thank you very much. All right, well, let's start with some questions. Jonathan?
No questions.
Dennis?
Just one small comment. Mr. Grano, thank you for a very efficient and thorough presentation. However, you repeatedly referred to it as a queen poem, and I'm going to rely on our two landscape people. I believe those are pygmy day palms, Roblenii. Very minor point.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's all I have, Chair Branch.
Let's see. Craig?
No questions, but I just think it was an excellent presentation.
Very good. Let's see. Martha?
I have no questions.
Craig? Me, you there, Craig? You might be having technical stuff. Karis, any questions?
Questions.
No question.
Okay. I mean, good job. Thanks for taking all of our suggestions into account.
Thank you.
I have a question for, I guess, for Martha, actually. Can those palms do okay on the north side of a building, up against the building? They probably won't get much sun.
They'll do all right. I mean, it's not perfectly ideal, but they'll be okay.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad those things are not going away, just getting reused. I think that's mm-hmm. good. All right. Let's see. Before we get into comments, Linda, do we have any public speakers that want to chime in? I think you're muted, Linda.
But any attendee who wishes to speak on this item, please click on the raise hand icon. And I do have one person, Jacqueline Samika. Sam. Okay.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. Just a clarification. So I'm the neighbor to the south, and my concern wasn't, that's just a garage door. It's not an ADU, the access there. So my main concern was the window that he was speaking of, just to clarify on that and the privacy concern. So I just wanted to make that clear to everyone.
Okay, is that it?
I think that's about it. I mean, we'll see how that goes. I don't know if there's anything that we could do possibly as far as privacy goes, or if that's just, it is kind of what happens when you have a second story next door.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, would anyone else request to speak at this time? No, Chair Branch, there's no one else.
All right, let's go. Jim, did you have any questions? Did I ever ask you that?
No, I don't have any.
All right, let's go with comments. Martha?
I have no comments. I think that was very thorough and they responded to the questions and comments that we had, and I think it looks quite nice.
Craig, any comments or questions?
I would say the same as Martha. Looks very, very good. Very good job.
Okay. Karis?
No comments. I'm agreeing.
Jonathan?
I think they responded well to our concerns and a very, very effective presentation. Thank you.
All right. Dennis?
Yes, I would agree with the rest of the members, especially to the point of addressing our concerns about privacy. I think that the proponent, the architect, demonstrated that there really is very, very little, if any, invasion of privacy by the second floor window to the adjacent house. Thank you.
Very good. My last comment, I guess, would be, it's really to the neighbor to the south with her concern to the privacy. When you look at that elevation right there, Brian, zoom in on that elevation, that south elevation. The top of the stairs is directly under that window. So it's apparent that that window is about bringing in light. How often do you hang out at the top of the stairs? You're not going to be able to furnish there. So I think from the standpoint of the neighbor, that's a landing. That's the top of the stair. You're not going to have people standing and sitting there. That's, you know, the function of that room is not where that window is. So I think it's, you know, as good as it can be. And I thought the applicant did well to demonstrate the privacy issues. So, I could support this. So, let's see, we had public comments. So, How about someone take a stab at a motion?
All
right, go ahead, Jonathan.
I'd like to move that we accept the application subject to staff findings.
Very good. Can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jim. Any discussion? All right, Linda?
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Aye.
Member Iman?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. Very good. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for all your comments. I appreciate them. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. All right. That will take us to item B4. Linda?
Item B4 is conceptual, preliminary, and final review. It's the Takamaya Infinity Pool and Spa located at 900 Cambridge Drive, APN 06906200048, case number 22-0002 DRB.
And let's see, has anybody revisited the site? Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Okay. Martha?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Who am I missing? Dennis?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
And Jonathan?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Same for me, no new site visit, no ex parte. So with that, Daryl, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. Good to see everyone. As you may recall, the DRB last saw this on March 8th, 2022. Again, this is the Takamaya Infinity Pool and Spa at 900 Cambridge Drive. The applicant's proposing a 525 square foot pool along the eastern slope of the site. I do want to note a typo on the staff report. So on March 8th, the DRB did grant preliminary review. So at that time, a 10-day appeal period was initiated. So for today, the DRB will be reviewing final review. And with that, the DRB did have comments for the applicant last time, mostly geared towards aesthetics, some site planning and location elements, including providing a site plan, you know, showcasing the deck, the stepping stones, the location of the infinity pool, and its location adjacent to the house. They also wanted the applicant to study the massing and the aesthetics of the cladding of the wall along the east elevation. They wanted the applicant to submit details of the colors of materials, as well as the lighting. And then lastly, they wanted the applicant to submit plans detailing the size of the screening elements next to the pool. You do recall last time we did have a public comment from adjacent neighbors to the east. I have not received any public comments this time around. So that is to be noted. With that, we do have Ken DeLunas and the applicant team with us. Ken, if you don't mind kind of explaining your revised plans to the DRB, that would be great.
Sure. So we moved the equipment per the neighbor's request. You see it moved. I think it was about 6 or 8 feet further away from the pool. We took out the oak tree and instead replaced it with a large olive tree. And then we planted the bushes that you see right up against the basin of the pool instead of just at the property line to provide more screening think one of the board members suggested that, so you wouldn't even matter what we faced it with, you wouldn't really even see it.
I think if you go to the third sheet here, thank you.
Yeah, Robert did the plantings, so he can view what we did there.
So I think there was a request for more detail of how this was going to happen and why the pool was sited there. As you can see, there's on the left of the screen there's a kitchen there for the residents that has a deck that comes off it, which is existing, steps that come down to where the new stone pool decking will be provided there around the pool. And then we put in the planting in front of the basin wall, which was requested. If you zoom out a little bit, you can see the materials, which I think was asked for. And so you got the travertine pool deck with the matching pool coping. Then the dam wall there will have that noche travertine tile. And then we're calling for that paint color there, eaglet beige, which kind of matches all of it to be painted onto that wall that would have the hedge planting in front of it. So I think that kind of addressed all of the questions that the board had. And I know at the last meeting, there was just maybe a little bit of detail lacking here. And then also we put a note there because there was question as to why the pool was located there. And so the pool is located there because the family hangs out on that existing deck and there's gonna be children using the pool. And it's a logical place for them to be able to, supervise their children in the pool. So hopefully that answers the questions. We called out the size of the planting and hopefully you can see there's existing planting all around that. So the pool is gonna be fit in there. Let me know if you guys have any questions. Is that
covered? Yeah, that covers it.
These are slick standard details that go along with the pool plans.
Very good. Thank you, guys. All right. Let's start with Craig. By the way, I just go in order of.
I don't think I have any questions. I don't really have any questions. I think they have responded nicely to the, are we doing questions and comments? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
Similar to the previous?
Sure.
Yeah, I think they've also responded nicely to the previous review and clarified any questions that I had during that review. So I can support the project.
Very good. Jonathan?
I say exactly the same thing as my predecessor. Thank you.
Very good. Dennis?
I would reiterate the comments of the other two members.
Perfect. Jim?
No, I have no comments.
Martha?
Just one comment, but I want to say thank you for calling out the plant sizes and types. And I think the little layout plan that you presented of the pool enlargement defines the materials nicely. I appreciate that. And then there's just one comment I have on the utility plan. It indicates that the pool water is going to be drained into the stormwater system, and I don't believe that that's allowed. You might want to strike that note from your plans. I think it has to go in the sand sewer.
We'll check on that.
That's a health and safety issue, not a aesthetics, but I think the plans look fine, and thank you for the changes.
Excellent. Karis?
I would just echo the other comments. Thank you for taking us into consideration.
Great. I feel the same. I think you guys addressed it nicely, and I like the putting the shrubs up right up against the base wall of the pool is good because it puts a little depth between the screening at the property line and that. So I think it'll read well. So Linda, do we have any public comment?
Would any attendees who wish to speak on this item, please click on the hand raise icon now. No, Chair Branch.
All right, very good. Then let's see, someone wanna make a motion here?
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve as submitted with the findings of staff.
Very good, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Jim. And any discussion? All right, roll call, Linda.
Member Clinton.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
Aye.
Member Iman.
Aye.
Member King.
Aye.
Member Whalen.
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye. Very good. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Thank really appreciate everything.
Okay. That takes us to item B5.
Item B5 is for a conceptual preliminary final review. It's the Elwood Station Mobile Home Park wall sign located at 7368 Hollister Avenue, APN 073-020-001, case number 22-0008 DRB.
Very good. Declarations, Dennis?
No site visit and no ex parte discussion.
Martha?
A virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
Sorry, virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Is it Jonathan?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
No site visit, no ex parte.
And I had virtual site visit, no ex parte. Let's see, Daryl, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Brantz, members of the DRB. We have Elwood Station wall sign in front of you. This is at 7368 Hollister Avenue. The applicant is requesting a wall sign measuring 9.91 square feet, consisting of a circle logo and the text Elwood Station. This is to identify the residential complex. It is consistent with the zoning ordinance in terms of size and location. No illumination is proposed for the sign. I do want to state that a caveat regarding landscaping. It appears from the plans the applicant may be requesting landscaping, but that is not known at this time. We do have the applicant on the line who can help us with that. Eric, are you there? We have Eric Compton from Dave Signs.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So we wouldn't be doing any landscaping. We're just a sign company. So I can't really help you there. And I don't really have anything to add. This is an existing mobile home park, and they're rebranding, kind of tying in with your historical Elwood Station there in Goleta. Well, it used to be there, I guess. That's why the railroad track logo. Basically, it's just a 10-foot square sign, aluminum painted. That's about it.
Is the sign lit?
No, it's not illuminated.
Great. Okay. Let's see. Let's just go down the list here. Craig?
I have no questions or comments.
Jonathan?
No questions or comments.
Okay, Jim?
No questions, no comments.
Dennis?
The design seems perfectly reasonable, but when I look at a virtual site visit, the signage would be completely blocked by a mature cypress. So the question of landscape does come up. Thank you.
Martha?
Yeah, I'd echo Mr. Whalen's comment because there's a lot of Torrelosa junipers along that edge there. So I'm assuming they're going to cut that back in order to reveal the sign. And I think the sign's very handsome. Those are my comments.
Okay, Karis?
No questions or comments. I would echo my
board member. Okay. Yeah, I have no questions or comments. And, you know, I think the sign, if they, you know, it's their choice to deal with the foliage that's there to see the sign or not. So, so that's that. But as the sign goes, it's quite handsome. So I don't think anybody has a problem with that. Linda, does anybody from the public want to speak on this?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? No, Chair Branch, there's no one that wants to speak at this time.
All right, then let's see, how about a motion, somebody?
I'll move to approve with the staff findings.
Okay, and a second?
I second.
It looked like I saw Karis raise her hand. Okay. Any discussion?
Yes.
Dennis?
Chair Branch, I think it's, while it's a perfectly reasonable signage proposal, the images we got are very misleading. And while I think the board has resolved some of the questions about the landscaping, it would be in everybody's interest if an accurate proposal were to be presented to the committee.
Noted.
Thank you.
And agree. All right, so with that, Linda, roll call.
Member Clinton.
Sorry, I agree.
No, you're it's just a vote.
Aye.
There you go.
Member DeGasis.
Should we revise the proposal to approve and include a landscape depiction and have them return? What, not sure where to proceed here.
Well, I think it only, my opinion, we can discuss this as a board. My opinion is that while I agree with Dennis, it's the only one that suffers from that. I mean, we figured it out and the sign is nice, but if there's landscaping covering it, then it just affects people seeing their sign, which only affects them. So I'm not sure it affects the application per se. Does that make sense?
Yeah. We could, if you wanted to, Martha, we could amend the motion to have them, you know, do an accurate picture and how they're going to handle the landscaping, make sure that it's reasonable looking, just have staff conformance.
Nonetheless, the sign is handsome, well-placed, and I don't think there's an objection to the sign. I think it's an objection to the landscape or to the illustration of the sign. So I'm not sure how
true. And while I would agree with that, it's what we're voting on is kind of not that. So I don't know that we.
Yeah. I think one option, Chair Branch, if I may, one option could be for the DRB to vote on the sign. And then you know, independently of that, we can have the applicant come back showing how they're going to either revise or move existing landscape in front of the sign, and we can do a staff conformance with review with a member of the DRB.
Okay, Mary?
Yes, I just want to clarify that this landscaping you're talking about, is that in private property or the right of way? Because if it is the right of way, it's outside of DRB's purview.
Oh, that's a good point.
And I believe it is outside. I believe the wall is the property line, but we can verify that. And again, I think I do agree with Daryl that the action should be the signage, and we can take a look and see where, what is needed for the landscaping. And it, if it is in the right of way outside of design review purview, we can bring up the concerns to Public Works. They're the ones that will be looking at the landscape.
Okay. Well, that said, there's a motion to be voted on, and the discussion was for this specific application, landscaping notwithstanding. So I believe we can continue with the vote.
Okay, Member DeGeses. Member DeGeses.
Aye.
Thank you. Member Iman.
Aye.
Member King.
Aye.
Member Whalen.
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye. And I guess I would just have a friendly request that the agent discuss with the owner and look at, you know, if that landscaping is on public property, well, then there's nothing you can do, but it'd be interesting to find that out and hear back about it.
Yes. I would second that, Chair Branch, to have staff report back to us on the landscape issue, because it seems to me they can't even install the sign without disrupting the landscape. So.
Got it. Okay. All right. Where are we? Okay, that takes us to item B6.
Item B6 is for conceptual preliminary final review. It's the Northrop Grumman signage located at 600 Pine Avenue, APN 071-130-081, case number 22-0009-ZC.
Okay, let's see, site visits, Dennis?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
No site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
No site visit. No new site visit, no ex parte. Oh, sorry.
No, that's fine.
I thought you said Craig.
I did. Well, I said Jonathan, he said his, and then I said Craig, so, or at least I thought I said Jonathan, so, but you both answered, so. Martha?
Virtual site visit and no ex parte.
And Karis?
Virtual site visit, no ex parte.
And same with me, virtual and no ex parte. Christina, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon, DRB members. It's nice to be in front of you today. Today's project I have up on the screen is for two replacement signs at 600 Pine Avenue, which is a Northrop Grumman business. They are proposing a replacement wall sign here at location A, and then a monument sign reface. At this point, I would like to just mention that these signs are in conformance with our sign ordinance. They are not requesting any exceptions. And I can now turn over the presentation to the applicants, Michelle Lopez and Tim Lamson.
Hi. Basically, following up with Christina mentioned, it's just a removal, straightforward removal and rebranding. So remove existing wall sign, it's illuminated, and it'll be replaced with new wall signs illuminated as well. And the monument, it's refacing, so removing the FCOs and replacing them with their new rebranding of FCO letters, non-illuminated, on the monument. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I would say questions, Karis?
I have no questions or comments. No questions or comments, thank you.
Okay, Martha?
The applicant describe how the wall sign is illuminated?
Yes, the sign for the wall sign, yes, it is illuminated. And they are aluminum channel letters. They will be on a raceway. The raceway is behind the wall.
Thank you.
Jonathan?
No questions, no comments.
Jim?
No questions, no comments.
Dennis?
Yes, thank you, Chair Branch. One small comment. Ms. Lopez, on this page, 3 of 4, there appears to be a gray shadow line behind Northrop going over to the mark. What is that?
That would be the raceway.
But yes?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just wondering, why doesn't it run behind Grumman then?
I would let Tim jump in on that one if he can.
But nevertheless, it's hidden. We don't see that at all.
No.
Right. So the gray is really kind of a dashed line, a placeholder.
Correct.
Thank you. That's my only question.
Very good. Craig?
I have no questions or comments.
Okay. Martha?
No further comments or questions, no.
Okay.
No questions, no comments.
Very good. I guess that just leaves me. I didn't have any questions or comments either. It seems pretty straightforward. So so I guess with that, we need to know if there were any. Oh, Karis, go ahead.
Oh, I just was going to make a motion after the public comment.
Okay. Any public speakers?
But any attendee who wishes to speak on this item, please click on the raise hand icon now. No, Chair Branch.
Okay. Karis, you were going to make a motion?
Yes. I motion to approve with the staff findings as presented.
Very good. How about a second?
I'll second.
All right. Seconded. But was that Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Linda, let's take a straw or a vote.
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis?
Aye.
Member Einman?
Aye.
Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenberger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. Very good. Okay. See, that will take us to our final review calendar, item C1.
Item C1 is the Holly Pat permanent parking lot located at 334 South Patterson Avenue, APN 065-090-028, case number 19-080-DPAM.
Okay.
To recuse myself for this item.
That's right. That's right. Martha is recused.
Thank you.
All right, declarations. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jim?
Two site visits, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
And Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
And I had no new site visit, no ex parte. Did I get Craig?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Okay.
Did you get Dennis Whalen?
Yes.
I think I did, yeah.
I was first.
Thank you.
Okay, Christina, welcome back.
So Chair Branch, I'm gonna start just to give this project, the next two projects, some context. And as most of you have recalled, that the projects have been reviewed by you and you recommended preliminary approval to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission approved the projects last December. So the next step is to complete final review. My understanding is there's minimal, if any, changes since the last review of yours, but this is a formality that we need to go through the last step. And I just wanted to mention that. And Christina's going to bring them to the finish line with their effectuating zoning clearance. So we'll let her carry this over.
Very good. All right, Christina, Dennis?
Yes, a question. I would like to know specifically what it is that we are reviewing and voting on then in this presentation.
It is the project that's before you with the, well, there are two. I'm speaking of the first one, which is the Hallcat parking lot, correct, Christina? That's the first one? Yeah. And the parking lot design that you review, and then the second project is the aquatic center on the hospital site.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chang. And actually, at this point, I was going to open it up to the applicant, Mr. Justin Manuel, to explain about the helipad parking lot and any changes that may have occurred between the last time the board has seen it and now.
Yep, we see it.
All right, and then I think we need plans coming up. I think Abby is going to be going through the plans. She's also a panelist. While waiting for the plans to come up, nothing has changed on the plans, but I'll just go over them and give a Cliff Notes version of the design whenever they come up.
Okay.
Abby, I believe you just need to share a screen.
I apologize, I cannot share. I'm on my phone. I am unable to get in on my computer. For some reason, I think the firewall is blocking me. So apologies.
Christina, I think you can pull up the plans.
Yes, Ms. Chang, I can pull them up. Just give me one moment, please.
So is this going to be a case of, I guess you're going to go through the changes. I mean, oftentimes final is just going through the motions of being at final, and we're seeing exactly what we saw at preliminary. And I was curious if
this correct. Is- you'll be seeing exactly what you've previously seen.
I think maybe Justin or Heidi is going to be present, or Abby, just to give a general project description to refresh the members, and then, you know, we'll go through the formality if nothing has changed, because I believe for both the next two projects, that's the case.
Sure, I'll let Heidi jump in with the project background.
Okay.
Chair Branch and members of the commission, my video is not letting me on, but I think you can see my picture. So good afternoon. Yes, as a reminder, this is a proposal for basically to permit a permanent parking lot to replace the temporary parking lot that is there now that will result in a reconfiguration and restriping of parking spaces, public improvements, landscaping improvements, curb gutter, sidewalk, etc. So nothing had changed since the last time you saw us. There were no comments to respond to from the DRB from the last review. The project has received Planning Commission approval. So really this is just a technicality at this point.
Okay, on both projects? Well, I guess we're not talking about the other one, sorry.
Correct.
We'll have this discussion.
For Hollycat project, yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Justin, are you able to screen share?
Oh, there we go. Christina's got it. Okay, who wants to walk us through?
Pardon the interruption. Mr. Manuel, did you want to start with the on-site or off-site plans?
We can go on-site and then go off-site.
Okay, great. They're up.
And you can go to page 6. That shows it's the first plan, the first actual drawing that shows a plan. So this is, as you've seen before, and we also have, I think, Robert on, who's civil engineer, if there's any questions about civil drawings. But if you go back to that plan, and I'm not sure if you have landscape drawings or not, but I can use this as the landscape drawing. Along Patterson Avenue, at the top of the page, we just have jacaranda trees that follow the street, mimicking the large existing beautiful mature trees on the other side of Patterson. Between the sidewalk and the parking lot, we've just got a lower screening shrub for parking lot screening. And then throughout the parking lot there, we've put a number of trees in. On the Hollister Avenue side, we've got a meandering sidewalk that goes all the way along the street. And then between the street and the sidewalk, and in some instances between the sidewalk and the parking lot, we've got coast live oaks going all along there. And behind or between the sidewalk and the parking lot, we've got also a different screening shrub that will be tall enough to screen, yet low enough for any security concerns that the hospital had. If you have any questions about any civil, we can touch on those as well, but we can just keep running through these plans. This just shows the lower extent along Hollister Avenue of the meandering path. Next sheet, please. And then we can go to the next set. Going to sheet 3 on this set. And then this just highlights what I was mentioning before about along Patterson Avenue and Hollister Avenue. This is all, you've seen all of this before, and you've also seen the detailed planting plans. Do we have the planting plans to show on this or not? Abby?
Chair Branch and Justin, I believe the PDFs that were uploaded to the city website did not include the landscape plans.
Okay.
We did have them as part of the screen share because they should have been part of the set. We didn't realize that until right before the hearing. But again, they have not changed since the last review. For the public improvement offsite landscape plans along Hollister, we have oak trees, and as Justin mentioned, jacarandas, and then the site coverage itself has lots of new proposed trees and screening shrubs, and meets the heat island reduction requirements, and it's consistent with what was approved by the Planning Commission.
And that is the conclusion of the of my portion.
Okay. Okay. Heidi, anything to add or no?
That's all. We're here if you have questions.
Okay. All right, perfect. Then we will start with our questions. Jonathan?
No questions.
Very good. Jim?
I have one question on the findings, the design review board findings, attachment A on page 2 of 3, paragraph J. I'm assuming that you're referring in that paragraph to 125 feet southwest, approximately 125 feet southwest, although it doesn't say that. Is that correct?
I would have to defer to staff on that. I'm not sure what you're looking at for the findings.
Well, I'm looking Mary? At the findings, the design review board findings, attachment A. I'm looking at page 2 of 3, and paragraph J specifically says approximately 125 southwest. I'm assuming that's 125 feet. Is that correct?
Staff, can you chime in on this, please?
Yeah, Member King, I don't have the findings in front of me, but the findings are not necessary for you to make today because that was made at preliminary recommendation approval to Planning Commission. So today there are no findings. This is just kind of, again, a last step process for the final review. So we may have attached that as reference.
All right.
Do you have that, Christina?
Yeah,
these findings have been already incorporated in the action that was taken at preliminary review.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other questions, Jim?
No.
Okay. My screen changed. Jonathan, did I ask you already?
Don't remember, but I have no questions.
my screen changes. This is like Husker Du. Dennis?
No questions, Chair Branch.
Okay. Craig?
No questions or comments.
Okay. Karis?
No questions or comments.
Okay. Linda, any public comment?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please click on the raise hand icon now? And there are no persons at this time that wish to speak.
Okay. Dennis, do you have any comments?
I do have a comment, and I have to blame myself because this item has come before and I didn't make the point strong enough, but I truly believe that this project has ignored a public safety issue for both bicycles and pedestrians. If you don't look at the drawings very carefully, you would fail to see that on sheets 7 and 9 at the easternmost portion on Hollister Avenue, the lanes get pinched down. Traffic flows into the bike lane. Cars have to swerve into the other lane. Now, I realize that the project may not have the intention of changing this curb anomaly, but it's truly unfortunate that we don't get to see the landscape, because now it appears to me that oak trees are going to be planted in the margin, which would further prevent this anomaly from being corrected.
When the curb issues, this is a question for staff, wouldn't the curb issues and such be a public works issue?
That's correct. And we actually brought Member Whalen's comment to public works, and they went through and did the review, and this is how the outcome was with the project.
Huh.
Right. So
I appreciate Dennis's mindfulness on that. Okay. Well, let's see. Anybody? Any more board comments? I have none and no questions. Nope. All right. Then Does someone want to make a motion for final?
Chair, I'll move that we approve the application as submitted, subject to staff findings.
All right, can I get a second? A second by Karis. Any discussion? Mary?
Chair Branch, just want to make clear that there are no findings for final review, so just the final review.
Oh, right, right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Autopilot. okay, so Linda, roll call.
Member Clinton.
Aye.
Member DeGasis.
She's recused.
She's recused, that is correct. Member Iman.
Aye.
Member King.
Aye.
Member Whalen.
No.
Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Aye.
Chair Branch.
Aye. All right, that leads us to a whole new project. Item C2, let's do that one.
Item C2 is for final review. It's the new aquatics facility at Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital, 351 South Patterson Avenue, APN 065-09-022, case number 20-0002-DP.
And declarations, having visited the site, Jim?
Two site visits, no ex parte.
Very good. Dennis?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Jonathan?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Karis?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Craig?
No new site visit, no ex parte.
And very good. And for me, no new site visit and no ex parte discussions. All right, Christina?
Thank you, Chair Branch and members of the DRB. I'll go ahead and share my screen. I just wasn't prepared. I was intending the applicant to share their screen. And I did want to bring up that there is one plan sheet that was intended to be in the plan set, which is not. Should the applicant need that sheet, I'm more than happy to get it, but with the limitations of the amount of screens I have, it'll take a little bit, but I do have the complete plan set up and which I'll share right now. With that, I would like to turn it over to the applicant team again.
All right, Heidi, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Branch and Commissioners. I'll quickly pass this on to Abby White, but again, this review is a technicality. We received Planning Commission approval for the new Aquatics Center facility, and we have a couple minor changes to discuss with you since you last saw the project, but other than those details that Abby will go over, everything is the same. So we're happy to answer any questions you have.
All right, very good. Abby, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, Chair Branch. So I apologize about the, is that, okay, I will stop sharing my camera because clearly that is not. Apologies about the technical difficulties. This is actually our fourth visit to the DRB. So I believe most of you are relatively familiar with our project at this time. But for those of you that aren't, I'll remind you that we are located at Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital at 351 South Patterson Avenue. The project you see before you is our aquatic center. It's just over 9,000 square feet. It's at the southernmost tip of our property, which you can see there in red in our vicinity map there in the lower left corner of this sheet. We are preparing about 50,000 square feet of hospital renovation just across the parking lot from this aquatic center. And that is under the jurisdiction of OSHPD, with the exception of the outpatient patio and the improved entry that we have across the way there. So I think we were last before you in early November of this year. At that time, we shared some of the improvements that we had made based on your comments in our second visit. Those included adding skylights, softening some of our hard edges, this one right in front of you, in fact, and just a few tweaks to the landscape to more accurately reflect the drought-tolerant landscaping that had been selected for the project. And since that time, we were approved at that time to go forward to Planning Commission, and there we were also really well received. So since going to Planning Commission, we've gone met closely with our general contractor, and like everything these days, costs have substantially increased, and so we made a few tweaks to the design to rein in the cost. And I think those show up best on the last couple of pages, Christina. So if you could go to page 22, that would be great. We'll look at the renderings. The most prominent change, I'll wait for the rendering to sort of catch up here. I think we have a few more sheets to go. One more. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. So there in the top left and on the top right, I think you see one of the biggest changes, which is the shade structure. Previously, that shade structure that you see in the lower right corner from above, it was proud of the walls, and it was up higher than the walls. The cladding of the steel and that perimeter steel proved to be quite costly. And by lowering it, we could maintain the shade for our patients, but make the shade structure a little bit less costly. If we can go to the next sheet, we can talk about our second revision. And this one is I think a little less prominent. I think those of you that came to our first DRB meeting may recall that the perimeter wall of the pool used to wrap around a raised berm at an angle on the southern tip of the property. We retained the berm, and we had a retaining wall there holding it. It was a canted wall and also proved to be a bit expensive. And really, the landscaping is quite beautiful on its own, and we decided just to let it sing on its own without complicating it with the retaining wall. So beyond that, I think the Aquatic Center really remains, that design remains intact, and it's still going to be an inviting but private space for our patients. And that's where I'll leave it for questions.
Okay. All right, very good. Jonathan, questions?
No questions for me.
All right, Craig?
Sorry, no questions or comments.
Okay, Jim?
Yeah, I have a question. The name of this facility keeps changing in all of these documents. In the findings section, it's referred to as the Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital Aquatic Facility. And then the signage on the building in the project plans indicates that it's the Cottage Aquatic Center. And then further in the project plans, it's called the Goodland Rehabilitation Aquatic Center. And then towards the end, it's called the Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital Goodland Rehabilitation. What is the actual name for this facility?
That is a very good point. This is Heidi Jones there. The nomenclature, what we call this project, evolved over time, and perhaps it wasn't necessarily caught up. Just know that the proposed signage would need to be required under separate permit and has not been selected or reviewed. So I think for terms of the project. We call it what has been, you know, called on the city title, new aquatics facility at Gleba Valley Cottage Hospital. And the actual signage and name is to be determined.
The name what?
Is to be determined for a sign.
It's to be determined. So we don't know what the name of it is. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can call it, as we have noted on the agenda, the new aquatics facility for Goleta Valley Cottage Hospital.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Dennis?
No questions or comments.
All right, Karis?
No questions or comments. I think it looks nice.
Very good. I have no questions or comments. Jim, do you have any comments about the design?
No, I don't.
Okay, did I miss anybody here? I hope not. And did I ask Linda, do we have any public comment?
Would any attendee who wishes to speak on this item please raise the hand raise icon now? Click on the hand raise icon. And there's no one that wants to speak at this time. Chair Branch.
All right. Then with that, I guess it's ready for a motion. If someone wants to make one.
I'll make a motion to approve the final review.
Okay. Karis made the motion. Can I get a second?
I second it.
Seconded by Jonathan. Any discussion? All right, can we have roll call, Linda?
Member Clinton?
Aye.
Member DeGasis? I think she's...
Oh, she had to recuse.
For this item too, okay. Member Einman?
Aye.
Member... Member King?
Aye.
Member Whalen?
Yes.
Vice Chair Schellenbarger?
Aye.
Chair Branch?
Aye. All right. Thank you, guys. We look forward to seeing that thing in real life.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. That.
Chair Branch?
Yes.
I have my hand raised.
I didn't see that. I'm sorry. When the plans are up.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I just wanted to make mention that Ms. Jones notified us that there will be the interior tenant improvements going on at the hospital, which is outside of the city's jurisdiction. So if you see staging and work being done, it's not part of what you just reviewed. That'll be coming later. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, item D, announcements by members and staff. Dennis?
I just want to congratulate you, Chair Branch, and all the staff for running one of the longest agendas that we've had, 8 items in under 2 hours. Well done.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm so proud of everybody. I thought this was going to go deep into the night and I mean, it has before. I've been doing this a long time and, you know, it's not fun to be here at 8 o'clock and you guys rule. You flew through it. I'm impressed. That was great.
The whip with that email.
excellent. All right. Well, you guys are awesome. So with that, Mary, go ahead.
So Chair Branch, I was going to ditto that. And also that was great practice because we do have some large agendas coming up because our next meeting, April 26th, is canceled due to some scheduling requirements by other commissions. So you have a break on 4/26, but be prepared for your next meeting, May 10th, which will be another big agenda.
Okay. We'll do it. We'll tackle it.
I will be absent for that meeting on the 10th.
Noted. Okay. That's it. Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
do things they should do. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. I know that music leaves